This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show Store. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
I happen to be taking it. I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine. A couple of weeks ago, started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
Research showing potentially dangerous side effects.
The president appears to be brushing aside those concerns, saying it was his idea to take the drug.
Hydroxychloroquine can cause heart arrhythmias, strokes, and things like that.
No evidence that it works to treat this disease.
It can actually make patients sicker and even more likely to die.
It will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you.
Well, a new hydroxychloroquine study could have all those experts eating their words. Hydroxychloroquine significantly reduced death rates among sick and hospitalized COVID patients.
Well, how do you like that?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The father of Horace Lorenzo Anderson told us that he still hasn't received a call about his son's death from the mayor of Seattle.
I still ain't heard from the mayor. Incredibly, Donald Trump called me. He gave his condolences on this camera. I tell you right now, Donald Trump called me. And he didn't have to call me. He didn't have to do nothing.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Washington Redskins are undergoing a thorough review of their name. In a statement, the team said recent events around the U.S. and feedback from the community prompted the formal review.
I knew this day would come.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I'm going to Mount Rushmore. We're going to have a tremendous evening. It's going to be a fireworks display like few people have seen.
History began on July 4th, 1776. Everything before that was a mistake.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, or welcome, depending on whether you're joining us or rejoining us. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you know, the president is winging his way west to South Dakota. He's going to be speaking at Mount Rushmore tonight at 10 o'clock. That's when it's supposed to start, because it's, I guess, mountain time, mountain or central time. I guess mountain time, probably. Meanwhile, his opponent, the Democrat nominee, not officially, but you know who I'm talking about, Joe Biden, he was out there today introducing himself to the crowd, or some kind of a crowd. Let's hear it.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
Now, it sounds to me like he said, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
Oh, he knocked himself out with his own little joke there. He's Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
I do think he said Joe Biden, but the way he mumbles and just his demeanor, his folksiness, and the terrible audio, it can all come together to sound like Joe Biden, but I think he said Jill Biden.
So Grace and I think it was Joe Biden, and Taylor and Jared think it was Jill Biden, but...
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
The point being, if Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden, were out there at Mount Rushmore this evening, he'd probably be trying to strike up a conversation with George Washington or Abraham Lincoln.
And wasn't that always like Jack Benny's opening line whenever he went out on stage? He would introduce himself as Mary Livingston's husband.
I don't know. Jack Kennedy, when he went to Paris, he said, I'll always be known as the guy who accompanied Jacqueline Kennedy to Paris. I think that's a traditional line. Anyway, it's time now for the chump line.
Hey, Happy Independence Day. Well, not for Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, as Senator Cruz said, they've got to keep this woman alive. It would be the greatest embarrassment ever. Well, maybe the second greatest.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
To the Justice Department after the failed attempt to overthrow the President of the United States these last few years. Incidentally, the South Shore Plaza is in lockdown right now and due to police activity. We don't know what the police activity is, but they're suggesting if you're in that Braintree area, you avoid the South Shore Plaza for the foreseeable future until the lockdown is over. They're telling people inside the mall to stay in the stores. So we'll keep you informed as events unfold.
Tucker, I mean, Taylor, it's Howie. I couldn't care less, and I'm struggling.
I am. Do I sound like I'm struggling? I had some Novocaine earlier today because I had some fillings refilled, and I had some bridge work done up at the Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Are you going to be able to go out there tonight?
Absolutely. Not a problem.
You don't think you look drunk or kind of off-kilter at all?
I'll be fine.
Okay.
By 3 o'clock.
You will be?
Yeah. I'll be all sobered up.
I'm Joe Biden's husband.
I'll be all sobered up.
And this is Joe Biden.
Do you have any chocolate?
Brought to you today, the Chump Line is by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And believe it or not, it was actually started by three actual brothers, Spencer Walcott Matthews, Noah Merrill Matthews, and Sanford Hills Matthews. They were real people who made real contributions to their community. We're proud to brand our windows with their name.
Howie, isn't that what the Hawaiians call stupid white people?
Aloha.
No, Howie. Well, they call stupid white people Howleys.
Howleys?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Howie. I didn't come here to be made sport of. I thought you were talking about the Aloha shirts. You know, the other thing about the Aloha shirts is it's a good way to, if you have a concealed carry permit, it's a lot easier to conceal it when you have a shirt that's a couple of sizes too big and that you don't tuck in.
Being called a Howley is about the same thing as being called a gringo.
A gringo. Okay. Or a cracker. Can we get rid of the name Ritz Crackers? Many people in Florida are offended by the name Ritz Crackers.
Joe Biden wishing you a happy Dependence Day. If you have any dependents, tell them you love them.
I thought that was going in a different direction involving diapers, adult diapers, but it worked out just fine the way it did.
This just in, Turner Classic Movies to pull Alfred Hitchcock's 1959 classic thriller, North by Northwest, due to the film's overabundance of Caucasians and its climax taking place on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock's entire cinematic works are nothing but a statement in caucasity.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Tomorrow we celebrate the 4th of June when the United States declared independence from France. And President Lincoln went on television and said, we find these truths to be, you know the thing. I mean it.
He hasn't gotten mixed up much with historical dates lately because he hasn't been talking much about history. But let us not forget.
Wasn't it just a few weeks ago he confused D-Day?
D-Day and Pearl Harbor Day.
Pearl Harbor and Independence of Delaware.
That's right. Yes. Yes, he got them
three
all.
Three for one.
Yeah. It was they talk about he gets into word salads. He also gets into historical date salads.
Howie, does the NFL really think I needed another reason not to watch?
He's referring, of course, to the fact that the first week they're going to have a what they call the Black National Anthem. I didn't know there was such a thing as the Black National Anthem, but that's what they're going to have for the first week. Yeah, I know. I don't have too much interest in going to any games. My daughter has access now to Dallas Cowboys tickets, and no, thanks, Charlotte, but I think I'll be passing this year.
Yeah, they used to be the Washington Redskins. Now I hear they're going to be the Washington Lion Dog Face Pony Soldiers.
That's a good one. Or just the what he called Doug McElway a couple of days ago, lying dog faces. That's the short version. You know, just kind of like the, if you're in a tabloid, it's Giants beat Skins, not Redskins.
Commemorate Obama and name him the Washington Thin Skins.
Oh, that's a real good one, Thin Skins. There's some other ones involving the words skin as the second syllable of the word, but I don't want to get into that. That's you know, this is a
pig skin.
No, there's another one. Taylor came in over the text line. It's actually a pretty good one, but this is a family show.
Is it also something you yell out when you hit a bad golf shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you got it.
Why doesn't Snyder just say the Boston team was named after a bunch of sunburnt Irishmen? The whole thing would go away.
I don't think so. I don't think that would make it any better at all. I think the best way to go is to talk about William Henry Dietz, the original fake Indian, and say it's the name is a tribute to the current fake Indian in the U.S. Senate, Elizabeth Herring Warren.
Ghislaine was enjoying her ride on top, settling only for the cream of the crop. If trouble came her way, she slithered away. Some might say Maxwell was good until the last stop.
Not bad, Limerick guy. Not bad. There's a story in the Daily Caller today that lists all the people that she's had her picture taken with. It's a pretty impressive list considering she's charged with perjury, sex abuse, etc., etc. She had her picture taken with both of the Mr. and Mrs. Trump, Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Michael Bloomberg, the beautiful people, one and all.
This 4th of July, keep your barbecue politically correct, ban the use of Dixie cups, and have a safe holiday.
Oh, wow, that sounds like a PSA on an internet radio station. It really does. At least they're not talking about coronavirus and being sure to wash your hands.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line, you can also check out Chop Chumps. That's the chump line messages that didn't make it onto the air. Some of them are better than the messages that did make it onto the air, but we couldn't put them on for assorted reasons, which you can pretty much guess at. Chop Chumps are posted every night at 7 o'clock after the show ends. Get them wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And believe it or not, it was actually started by three actual brothers: Spencer Walcott Matthews, Noah Merrill Matthews, and Sanford Hills Matthews. They were real people who made real contributions to their community. We're proud to brand our windows with their names.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Tomorrow we celebrate the 4th of June when the United States declared independence from France. And President Lincoln went on television and said, we find these truths to be, you know the thing. I mean it.
I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
The
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Channel 7 is reporting that the sources tell them that the shots have been fired at the Braintree Mall and the South Shore Plaza, the mall in Braintree, that which is the South Shore Plaza. And the stores are in lockdown. Police are advising anyone inside the mall to stay in the stores. It's an active situation. They're advising people to stay away. Don't come if you're planning to drive to the South Shore Plaza. Stay away for obvious reasons until further notice. We'll keep you informed as we learn more. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which is the most patriotic song? God Bless America, God Bless the USA, America the Beautiful, Back in the USA, or the Star-Spangled Banner?
I'm voting for Back in the USA.
Still holding steady at a very strong 2%, much more than I thought it was going to get. 48% say the Star-Spangled Banner, followed by God Bless America with 26%, America the Beautiful at 14%, and God Bless the USA at 10%.
I want to read you something from perhaps my favorite president from Massachusetts, Calvin Coolidge. This was the speech he delivered on the 150th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. That means it was July 4th, 1926. The Declaration of Independence is the product of the spiritual insight of the people. We live in an age of science and of abounding accumulation of material things. These did not create our Declaration. Our Declaration created them. The things of the Spirit come first. Unless we cling to that, all our material prosperity, overwhelming though it may appear, will turn into a barren scepter in our grasp. If we are to maintain the great heritage which has been bequeathed to us, we must be like-minded as the fathers who created it. This is Calvin Coolidge, July 4th, 1926. We must not sink into a pagan materialism. We must cultivate the reverence which they had for the things that are holy. We must follow the spiritual and moral leadership which they showed. We must keep replenished that they may glow with a more compelling flame, the altar fires before which they worshiped. It's very good. Well, I'll read you a couple more excerpts from Calvin Coolidge speeches. 917 says, how many social workers have been dispatched to the South Shore Plaza? Good point. Yeah, next time you have a lockdown at a large regional mall, call a social worker. It's not going to happen. 844-500-4242. Now people are complaining that their favorite patriotic song is not in the mix, Taylor.
Too bad.
Yeah.
It's our list, not yours.
Exactly. I was lucky I got my own song on there, you know? All right. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. Taylor has a cat. We just gave Taylor some Genesis 950. If you have any kind of pet, you need some Genesis 950. It's better than anything you can buy in the store, even if you can buy it in the store, because a lot of times now supermarkets are sold out of cleaning materials.
I'm not looking forward to having to use the Genesis 950, but I am looking forward to the results if I do have to use it.
It's really good. It's top-notch. It's green, too. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and as I said, it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It's the go-to cleaner for Mr. Gooner, my dog, and it'll be the go-to cleaner for yours as well.
By the way, Howie, you needed that go-to cleaner because Mr. Gooner had a little accident on your new rug.
I didn't hear this.
Yes, but the mailroom manager told me to tell you during this segment and see your face. But she said, don't worry, we had Genesis 950 and you can't even notice.
Dog. A talented dog.
That's why you didn't know, because the cleaner is that good.
1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. And it's not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. Save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out again. It's made in America. And as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So, there's a lockdown at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree, and there's an active situation, and they've told everybody who's in the mall to get inside a store. I guess they're locking down the stores, and for anyone who's planning to go down or is in the area, stay away from the South Shore Plaza in Braintree.
I'm reading different reports on Twitter about what happened, but I can't really verify them quite yet, so...
Right, but Channel 7 is reporting that the shots have been fired inside the South Shore Plaza. We're hearing the names of the stores and that kind of stuff, but we're not going to report anything till it's more confirmed. All right, 208 says my stepmother is full blooded Indian. She cheered for the Redskins. Also, the tribes were not peace loving farmers. Yeah, that's putting it mildly. But, you know, my understanding was that the when they've done polls on this in the past, most Native Americans were against getting rid of the name Redskins.
Well, you could say this about a lot of things. I'd be interested to see polls about the statues that are being torn down, supposedly to honor Black Lives Matter. I'm sure if you asked a lot of black people, they would say...
Well, like Robert Johnson, who's
exactly.
who ran BET. I mean, he said, we don't care about this stuff.
But it's white privilege. It's white liberal privileged people who think... They know what is offensive to people. They know best. So they're going to tear down everything and decapitate statues.
Oh, one last thing before we go to Police Blotter Facts Friday. They arrested one of the alleged ringleaders of the attempt to tear down the Andrew Jackson statue in Washington, D.C. And they have pictures of him. He's lighting a cigarette off one of the fires of another riot that they had in D.C.,
looks like his face was long burned before that. He's an ugly guy.
He has these vacant Joe Biden type eyes. And so he said, so he tweeted out this afternoon, he said, can you imagine they're going after a crippled 25-year-old activist? So he was an Antifa terrorist yesterday. Now he's under arrest and he's become a victim. A crippled 25-year-old activist.
Like literally crippled?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Or is his activism crippled? Is that what they meant?
Crippled 25-year-old activist. That's what that's how he described himself.
Okay.
He's throwing himself on the mercy of the court of public opinion right now before he throws himself on the mercy of the court, period. All right, now it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All right, you know how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper, stuff about the police, and it has to be kind of humorous. That's all we ask. You can send your items to Grace at HowieCarsShow.com. howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, a police-related story or item from one of the police columns in the local daily or weekly. Or you can fax them to us. We still have a fax number, 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time, each Friday evening, Who was that? I'm getting there. And we said,
let's go while we're young.
This slowed him down even more. Now it's snail's pace status.
People know how it works. Let's go. Come on.
You get a prize. What prize do they get this weekend?
Kennedy Babylon 1.
Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1. It's a great read.
All righty, let's get to it. Here are the runners up for Police Blotter Facts Friday. Naked man rescued from Duluth sewer.
One thing we know is he wasn't arrested by the chief of the Department of Public Works. You know why?
How dare you?
Why is that?
Because Duluth has done away with chiefs.
Oh, that is true.
Don't you remember that, Grace? This is, you got to stay up with the PC woke mob development.
That's your job, Howie. You're the woke guy around here. A naked man was rescued from a sewer in downtown Duluth on Thursday. Officials in the northern Minnesota city said first responders pulled the man to safety around 5 o'clock p.m. It was not clear why the man was naked or why he was in the sewer.
Well, nobody help a naked man.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he was intoxicated.
We don't want to jump to conclusions about the naked man found in the sewer at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Petty thief fled supermarket, forgot his son. This is out of Berlin, Germany.
Berlin, Germany.
Yes.
How dare they call him a petty thief?
Well, this is what happened.
In his own mind, he was an essential thief.
I think it was more based off the amount he stole. The 29-year-old suspect ran off with €5 worth of goods when he was trying to steal €5 worth of goods. He triggered an alarm at the supermarket and he fled. But police say the man's 8-year-old son was left behind, so the culprit was quickly identified. They just said, "What's your dad's name?" I'm guessing. And he ratted him out. He was not a stand-up guy, that 8-year-old. He would have never made it in the mob, let me tell you, Howie.
My father's name is Hans Petty. Petty thief, then collared shortly thereafter. 203 says that crippled activist somehow physically got to the top of the Andrew Jackson statue as he was directing people.
Summerfield woman jailed after nasty tiff with gal pal over providing urine sample.
Ooh, a woman had a nasty tiff with her gal pal?
Mm-hmm. Cat
Where
fight.
Was this?
Cat fight.
This is
Where was this?
Summerfield, Florida. I don't know where it is in relation to you, but it's near Marion County.
It's a ways.
It's got to be a ways away because it doesn't even seem like it's,
no,
it's anything's familiar. Nothing's popping up.
And you know what? I like that.
Yes, I don't blame you. A Summerfield woman found herself behind bars Monday morning after a nasty spat with her roommate over illegal narcotics.
Wait, was it her roommate or her gal pal? They're sending us mixed messages here, Grace.
I think there's mixed messages all over this story because according to 45-year-old Tasha K. Galvin Cervantes, she claimed that her roommate had consumed illegal narcotics, which she said she didn't agree with. She said she told her roommate on Sunday night to provide her with a urine sample or move out. She added that she reminded the woman again on Monday and threatened to call.
Urine sample? What is this? What is the NFL trailer park?
That's what I'm confused about because one woman is saying she was doing drugs. I wanted a urine sample. And the other woman says she's mentally unstable. She came into my room demanding urine. So it's kind of like two sides to every story, ladies. I don't know what to tell you.
Let me see. Oh, one of them's wearing a bandage over her head. What happened there, Grace? You didn't finish reading the story.
Okay, so Galvin Cervantes said the woman became upset with her and told her she wasn't leaving because that's where she lives. So she said, if you don't give me the urine sample, I'm going to kick you out.
I'm not leaving the double wide.
I'm not giving you my urine sample and I'm not leaving. She claimed the woman knocked her phone out of her hand and it flew across the room. Galvin Cervantes said she told the woman not to touch her belongings and pushed her. She said the woman then struck her in the left eye.
There it is. That's the
with a
the
closed fist.
And then at that point, Galvin Cervantes called 911 and told her, "You're in big trouble."
Oh, very good, Howie.
That came off the text line.
I'm peeved. Get it, P?
Ha, 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 ha.
Half pint of bourbon leads to man pooping on himself at a bus station. A 56...
We've all done it.
Who hasn't been there?
A half pint. He couldn't even afford a full pint.
A 56-year-old was charged with public intoxication and public indecency when police found him with his pants around his ankles at a bus stop on June 30th, close to 5 p.m. A lot of 5 o'clock somewheres in these police blotters.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. That's an old saying, you know, so meaning you can have a drink. Where did this
so
take place?
I think this happened in Tennessee because I usually get these from the Nashville presses. They also noticed an aroma of alcohol on him as well as having slurred speech like how he had in his video today when he got his tooth out.
And you can see that, by the way, at HowieCarShow.com.
I'm going to be completely sobered up.
When the police made contact with him, he said that he had defecated himself. So if nothing else, he was very forthcoming with information.
Do you really think he said, "I just defecated myself, Grace"? Or do you think that was a paraphrase of what he said?
I think he probably said something that is not fit for the radio. Woman 72 gored multiple times by bison after getting too close taking pictures.
Oh. Incidentally, there is an update from Braintree. One person shot at South Shore Plaza, and the police are seeking they called him a suspect. I thought they used to use the word person of interest now. That's the phrase they usually use.
So, Howie, this woman was gored multiple times by a bison in Yellowstone National Park after trying to get a close-up of the picture. So this is where it's interesting. According to the people at Yellowstone, when a bison is upset at you, they will do a multitude of aggressive behavioral things.
I got my pen out. I'm going to write these down.
Because you know how I am about animals. I like to know how to react in these situations. They will start pawing the ground, snorting, bobbing their heads, bellowing, and raising their tails.
I can't do that.
So this woman saw all this, and she still was determined to get that photo.
She's probably been locked up all spring, and she just wanted to get out. And
yeah, but is that like your first go-to? I want to go get a drink with the girls. It's like, I got to get the picture of that bison. Stressed out.
We drove by the Cape Cod National Seashore, and they got all these signs. You know, there are fewer restrooms now and all these new rules and regulations. I guess there was nothing about new rules and regulations for the bison in the Yellowstone National Park.
Howie, I just have to tell you something quick. When I was little, we went to a turtle park on vacation.
What are the warning signs of an angry turtle?
Like a turtle. It was like a turtle camp. And they had them all in these things. And they said, do not put your fingers through the fence. 5 minutes there. A grown adult woman. And my mom looks at me and says, see, nobody reads the signs. Nobody pays attention. A grown adult.
She didn't see the turtle's nostrils flaring.
Yeah, she went like this and it went.
You know, we have on my list today of the great songs of 4th of July is Back in the USA by Chuck Berry. But you know what his only song that he ever made number one on the charts was, Taylor, right?
My Ding-a-Ling.
Right. And why did I bring up My Ding-a-Ling?
I don't know.
Because there's some snapping turtles in that song.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Oh, boy. Man with machete tattoo on his face accused of machete attack. And it's so full circle like that, isn't it? It's meta, art imitating life. A man with an apparent machete tattoo on his face was
machete instead of meta.
Oh, machete was accused in a machete attack.
I saw his mugshot, and it doesn't look like an apparent machete. It looks like a machete, period.
I didn't know if that meant, because I don't have the mugshot here, I didn't know if that meant it was just bad artistry, like if it was a blob.
It's actually pretty good.
Oh, it was? Okay. This took place in Central Florida's Gulf Coast. The adult male was taken to the hospital. And he will survive, but he cannot use his left hand. The man who was arrested, Justin Arthur Allen Couch.
Four Couch. Names.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the story. Wow. I just wanted to say his name. Justin
Any hyphens?
Arthur Allen Couch. No hyphens.
Wow.
He may do be soon be doing an op-ed piece for the New York Times.
He doesn't have a middle
four
name.
Names.
Arthur Allen.
Does he have a middle name or are those two middle names?
See, his name should have been Chester Allen Arthur. Wasn't he a president of the United States? Chester
Allen. I believe so.
His name should have been Justin Arthur Shakespeare Allen Couch.
What happened to Chester, though? Chester should have been in there somewhere.
We have complaints today about police blotter.
What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? It's a home security system that's so complicated that you never use it. This is exactly the type of security system that Simply Safe has spent a decade fighting against. They believe that simple is safer, and it's exactly why Simply Safe is the home security for right now when feeling safe at home has never been more important. Simply Safe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7. Order online with the click of a button, open the box, place the sensors, plug it in, and your home is protected around the clock from all these people we've been writing about, these Florida men. No technician or salesperson to come in and disrupt your house. You don't need to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign a two-year contract. Grace is very happy with her Simply Safe
system. I love my Simply Safe. I sleep so much better. I feel so much safer. As you guys can tell, I read a lot of scary stories during my job. So having a home that is protected is just the best feeling.
Simply Safe was named Best Overall Home Security of 2020 by U.S. News and World Report, and their 24/7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch starts at just 50 cents per day. Head to simplysafehowie.com and get a free shipping and a free 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplysafehowie.com, simplysafehowie.com, to make sure they know that our show sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
SWAT team is at the South Shore Plaza right now, and it's converging on one of the larger department stores. Channel 4 is reporting that the fray started as a fight between two groups. That's all they say is groups. And so there's been one person shot, and they're searching for at least one suspect, the SWAT team and assorted other local constabulary. We'll keep you informed as we go by. But Grace, back to Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Okay, I have my two winners, but first I want to let everyone know Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. You guys know Joe Piantedosi. He's the absolute best, and his bread is terrific. Make sure you check them out at all your local markets. Pizzeria gets popped by police.
Is this Chicopee?
No,
were they,
it's
were they giving
Arkansas.
Beers out to some of the good old boys? No, Arkansas.
An Arkansas man shot out the front window of a Little Rock pizzeria after arguing with an employee about the toppings on his pie that he ordered. Michael Brown got into this altercation at the Pie Five restaurant. And they give specifics, which is why I like this story.
Good.
Okay. He became upset. His female acquaintance, his gal pal, you might say, placed an order. Brown became upset about the portion size of the order.
I said extra iguana.
Specifically, Brown thought he was shorted on his pizza's toppings.
Well, of course, that's where you would be. That's where you get shorted. Not many people order extra cheese or extra oil.
A further description of which is not contained in court records. When Brown asked to speak with the manager, the woman called her supervisor and handed the phone to Brown. Brown subsequently threw the phone at the woman, striking her on the side of the face. And then he began arguing and went outside. He walked back into the business.
I'm going to say he didn't do that. He wouldn't do something like this if he didn't get enough peppers or pineapple. I get there. I'm guessing there was meat. This was a meat lover's.
I feel this is pepperoni. I feel this is a pepperoni or a sausage deal.
Right.
No, we're on the same page, Howie. You know why? Because we're both hardworking journalists. We have those instincts, yeah. Those killer instincts.
They don't call me Inspector Carr for nothing.
Our pizza instincts kick in. Alaska man hijacks fire truck, drives 15 miles to local bar, with sirens on. An Alaska man
it was a lot quicker than taking the golf cart, which he usually used to drive to the bar.
An Alaska man allegedly broke into a local firehouse, stole a truck, then drove with the sirens on for about 15 miles. Dawson Cody Porter was arrested after the joyride on Saturday. He used a piece of wood to bust through a window of the King Salmon Fire Station in Eagle River. He then got behind the wheel of a truck, hit the sirens, bursting through the station
store. See, this time of year in Alaska, you can't wait till it gets dark to go to the bar because it doesn't get dark.
It's so true. Thanks, Pantadosi.
I'm Howie Carr.